Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Grant County Sheriff Greg Rukoff reports the passing of an officer. Grant County Correctional Officer Dylan Bellamy died Saturday after being struck by a motor vehicle while walking along the highway near Mattoon, Illinois. Dylan joined the Grant County Sheriff's Office in December of 2023. He was also a member of the Army National Guard, and he was in Illinois for his training weekend with his unit, which is based out of Mattoon. The accident is still under investigation. To assist Sheriff's Office staff, the peer support team has been activated, and a grief counselor is being made available for additional services. A two-vehicle head-on crash resulted in injury in Vernon County. The crash occurred Monday morning at approximately 7:15 on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua. Robert Brand, 21 of Hillsboro, was traveling west on Pierce Hill Road and attempted to pass two vehicles while approaching a knoll. The operator of the other vehicle, Kimberly Johnson, 55 of Viroqua, was traveling east coming over the knoll and was unable to avoid the vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Kimberly Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Robert Brand was able to exit his vehicle under his own power. He also sustained injuries and was taken by private vehicle to Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the school board that the quarter two discipline report shows that 163 students of the 1,150 on campus have committed 401 offenses. He noted that bullying has been recategorized and that there seems to be an uptick in offensive language. He also reported that the January pupil count data shows an increase in the student body population, an increase of 17 students since the start of the school year. The grade 10 class saw an increase of 8 students, a 7.5% increase. There was also an increase in grades 11 and 12 of 11 students, a 5.4% increase. However, this is mostly due to Argentina students attending during this count. These numbers place the district at retaining 81.9% of resident students, surpassing the district's goal of 80%. Over the past 10 months, the district has increased its student population by 69 students when factoring in losing a graduating class of 118 and replacing it with a 4K class of 63. It was reported to the Richland School Board of Education that the district currently has 5 full-year exchange students and 1 semester student attending the high school. There are 2 boys and 4 girls from 2 exchange organizations. 2 of these students are here courtesy of a Congress Bundestag scholarship, which is a joint offering between the U.S. federal government and the German government. 10 students and 1 chaperone are currently at the high school and will be leaving this Wednesday. This is the 6th year that Richland Center High School is hosting students through this program. The Richland School District was the first public high school to participate in the program, which is facilitated by NASL Open Door. It was reported that the district has 1 student who is participating in an outgoing exchange for the 2024-25 school year through Rotary International. The board also discussed the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It is designated for grade 6 through 12 students and is an evaluation component for the Drug-Free Communities Grant Project. The survey helps the local community monitor trends in youth health and risk behaviors, knowing which risk behaviors are on the rise as well as which are not, allows schools and communities to create more thoughtful, more effective programs to help reduce these risks and promote health-enhancing behaviors. Students in grades 6 through 8 will be given the middle school YRBS, and those in grades 9 through 12, the high school YRBS. The YRBS covers many different areas broadly related to health and wellness. It includes many topics such as diet and physical activity, alcohol, tobacco, and drug use, sexual activity, access to food and housing, bullying and school safety, and anxiety, stress, and suicidality. In addition, the YRBS measures assets such as a sense of belonging and healthy relationships, which can protect youth from engaging in risky behaviors and help keep them safe, healthy, and prosperous. The survey is widely supported by national, state, and local education organizations, healthcare providers, parent groups, and youth organizations. In Wisconsin, the survey is voluntarily conducted by hundreds of schools across the state because it helps answer some of the most important questions about what young people today are experiencing and feeling. The Richland School District has administered the survey in 2017, 2019, 2021, and 2023. Parents would be given access to the 2025 survey to view before it is given to students. Parents will then be given the option to contact the schools to opt their students out if they wish not to participate. Students are also given the option not to answer questions in the survey if they are not comfortable with the questions. The board approved the survey on a 6-0 vote with one abstention. The district plans to administer the survey during the week of March 24th at the intermediate school and high school. In action items, the board approved open enrollment request, district vacancies and appointments, class sizes and under-enrollment courses for the high school's 2024-25 second semester, and staffing plans for the 2025-26 school year. Reedsburg Area Medical Center officially cut the ribbon for the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic Monday. The new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic was constructed to meet the rapidly rising demand in the community as the population continues to grow. It includes family medicine, pediatrics, diabetes care, women's health, behavioral health, community pharmacy, and the walk-in clinic. The RAMC Foundation launched the Here We Go capital campaign in 2023 to raise funds for the clinic project. Nearly $4 million has been donated by more than 180 donors. RAMC recruited 10 new providers over the last 2 years, including family medicine, women's health, and behavioral health. These new providers are located in the new clinic and accepting patients. The family medicine, pediatrics, and women's health areas of the clinic operate with a unique self-rooming process in which patients check in and are assigned an exam room. Patients go directly to their room and medical staff are alerted. No more sitting in a busy waiting room. Behavioral health, located on the upper level, offers a relaxed, friendly environment for patients of all ages to receive care. Each provider has a unique, personalized office to serve their patients. The community pharmacy, located on the ground floor, is available for counter service as well as drive-up service. For drive-up service, patients are welcome to park in one of the spaces on the south side of the building and call the pharmacy to let them know they are there. In addition, RAMC's walk-in care clinic, located inside of the RAMC Physicians Group Clinic, is a popular offering for the communities because it is less costly than an urgent care run out of an emergency room, which charges emergency room prices and ER copays. The new walk-in care clinic includes 6 exam rooms, 3 of which are negative pressure rooms to stop the spread of communicable diseases. The Physicians Group Clinic, located on the corner of Ridgeview Drive and 19th Street in Reedsburg, is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The walk-in clinic is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 5, and holidays from 9 to 5. The community pharmacy is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 1 and 1:40 to 6. To make an appointment, call 608-524-6477 or use your MyChart app. There will be 2 blood drives in the area Wednesday. Ithaca High School will be holding a blood drive from 9 until 2 at the high school. All donors will receive a Just Donated hat as a thank you. Appointments are greatly appreciated. You can register online at versatai.org/WI or by calling 877-232-4376. The other drive will be an Impact Life blood drive from 11 to 3:30 at Julie Cairns State Farm. You can register online at the Impact Life donor portal. You can also contact Impact Life if you have any questions at hello@impactlife.org or 1-800-747-5401.